Therefore, our scripture for our morning call is Psalm 88 and 18. But we call on you, God, early in the morning, and we believe that God is calling us also early in the morning. Ms. Tiffany, would you come and lead us in prayer?
Yes, absolutely. Pastor PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we rise early to declare your lordship. We get under the covering of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the saints to declare your glory. For this is the day that you have made, and we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We come to you, Father God, with thankful, with humble hearts, Father God. Just thanking you for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up in, Father. We thank you for your protection, Father God, through this week, Father God, and we thank you for new grace and new mercy in this new day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our God, Father. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end, Father. And we seek you first, Father God, and your kingdom, Father God, and your righteousness, Father God. And we know that you would add all things unto us, Father God. We declare that you are our shepherd and our refuge, our strength in the times of trouble, Father God. We pray, Father God, that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. For we will forever give you all the praise and the honor and the glory, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would continue to bless the visionaries, Father God, of this call, Father God, that you would give them the strength, Father God, that they need, Father God, to continue to carry out your work. I ask that you would continue to bless the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, that they would continue, Father God, to be a blessing unto us, Father God, and that we will be able to bless others, Father God, because of the vehicle that they have given to us, Father. I ask that the speaker would come this morning, Father God, that you would open our ears, that we would hear from you, that you would open our eyes, that we would see from you, and that you would open our hearts, that we would receive what it is that you would have for us to receive this day. And we'll forever give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these in all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank you for that prayer this morning as we enter into our time with the Master. Thank you so much. We also would like to just give a couple of announcements, one being that Tiffany, our prayer warrior, and one of our prayer coverings here for this call is going to be speaking, the main speaker on the West Coast call this morning. And for those of you who would like to hear her speak, God knows she can pray, at 8 o'clock Pacific time. The number there is 712-451-6000. Again, 712-451-6000. And the PIN number is 863-185-POUND. Again, PIN number is 863-185-POUND. Jessica Diamond, President Jessica Johnson, is the host of that hostess and of that West Coast call, and it's been an inspirational call for a while, and she is adding biblical principles. So we thank God that Tiffany is going to be one of her first speakers on that call, which is going to be at 8 o'clock this morning. Just also want to encourage each and every one to get into your back office, because this is a new thing that God is doing for us, and so many new and great promotions are back there. So get back into your back offices, get with your leaders. If you're not a part of Artists International and you're just joining us today, we ask that you just check out our company, because I believe that it is not just a good company, it is a God-sent company. And with those announcements, we are going to get ready to hear the woman of God this morning as she comes to give us the word of life for today. Our speaker for today is no is no guest to this call. She is a co-host for this call, and I thank God for her, the support and the faithfulness that she has for God and his people. She's a graduate of Spelman and Oral Roberts University, and she is definitely a woman who hears from the Lord. So as she comes, I would encourage you to get your pen and paper. She's also one of the requirements of just being on here, of course, is that you to preach and to give us word is she is an artist distributor who absolutely believes in the vision of the owners of this company. So we ask that you please get your pen and paper as she comes to give us our word for today. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out of the Big D, Dallas, Texas.
Thank you so much, and again, always giving honor to our Lord and Savior, where this truly is his call, the Master's call, and to my co-host, who God truly has connected us in vision and purpose, and at the hip through artists, truly a woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, we esteem the God in you, and I'm just always honored and humbled by our artist family, the Master's Call family, and just week before last when we were able to hug each other and just have it reaffirmed in our spirits what this vision is all about. And this morning I want to start a new series. You know, I am truly a prophetic teacher at heart, and it is so important to me that we not only hear but understand God's Word. So the series that we're going to begin today is entitled Transition to the Vision, Change to Maintain, and Shifting to Soar. Three-part series, Transition to the Vision, Change to Maintain, and then Shifting to Soar. Today we're going to talk about transition to the vision, transition to the vision. We all have been so blessed in just these short 2 months of this year, 2011, to see God do some awesome things in us and through us. And the prophetic word that God gave me, as I am so humbled to walk in the office of a prophet, that I shared with you the very first time we spoke, I spoke in January, was the word of the Lord for 2011 is divine arrangements. And every time I get before people, he always reminds me, arrests me in the spirit to keep that vision before the people. And the word was that we are in an umbrella of divine arrangement. And under that umbrella comes three main parts that are the heart of God for 2011. And that's divine alignment in our lives, and it's a divine alignment of bringing balance. Balance, it's not a cuss word. I promise it's not a cuss word. In our lives, to get balanced in our home life as parents, as husbands and wives, and as men and women of God, and balance with our health and our body. We are part of a wellness company. It ought to be reflected in our lives. And then the second was divine order, that God has an order of things. And when we get things out of order, we run into the chaos and the confusion. And then this is a year of divine justice. Wow, have we seen that on the media and the news, and how God is being a very, very just God. He's shifting things and moving things and tearing down things, and no man can take the credit. Divine arrangements, being divine alignment, divine order, divine judgment. And we've talked about the number 11. And when we're true to the meaning, numerology is really of God. We've let psychics and New World Order take over it, but God does pay attention to numbers. And 11 sits between 10 and 12, reviewing, because I want to keep this in front of you as we talk about transitions to our vision. And 10 is divine order. 12 is divine government. But in between, you know, you got to sometimes tear up to fix up so that we can go up. And this is a season where God is plucking, pulling, stretching, pruning, and we're doing some ouch, ooh-wee, God, why? But it's all about him doing that Psalms 138, verse 8, that he will perfect the things that concerneth me. And perfect means mature. And see, this month, we definitely couldn't let it go by. This month is known as Black History Month. And we celebrate the history of a people who clearly have understood through the word of God that over 400 years ago, our forefathers saw by faith the transition to the vision that one day they would physically be free. I was at a church service last night in a good old-fashioned missionary Baptist church, and so many times in our newer contemporary churches, we don't sing the old hymns of the church. And I tell you, when they were singing Near the Cross and singing the Swing Low Sweet Chariot and the By and By, and see, those songs were slave songs that, you know, we're reminding them code words and our history, where they saw the vision that they would transition out of those cotton fields and one day they would be free. And you and I are sitting here blessed with the freedom on the backs of those before us. And battle by battle, prayer by prayer, we have fought with the word to change, to maintain that second part. See, now the baton has been passed in the spirit to our generation, and it's time to shift so that we can soar like eagles and we have more knowledge. But remember, knowledge is not power, it's applied knowledge. And that's why we're working and teaching and preaching and proclaiming to you, so that you have understanding, so that you can walk in the power and begin to soar like an eagle. So the history of Negroes, black people, African Americans, you know, we done transitioned even with our name, has to be based in Christ. And just like the children of Israel, he has kept us and he has blessed us. And we as believers must take the time to tell his story, the history of a blessed people. So as we go through this series, know and share with others where we've come from, so others will better understand the vision where God has called us to go. See, when we don't teach where we've come from, then there's not a real appreciation of where we are now, and there's not the hope and the expectation of where we're going. Many on this line left a conference in Las Vegas where we were reminded of the history of Artists International. We were reminded of its small beginnings. And even though we sat in a big room and a production was going on, see, most of us just hopped on the train these last 2-3 years, some of us last 2-3 months. And we have to understand and appreciate the Diaz de Leon sacrifice of his story. And as we tell the story, even in our own lives, of what God has done for us today, we're going to be burning it in our spirits to transition to your God-ordained vision. And that requires a mindset to do it God's way. We can't get away from mindset. See, even though everything is birthed in heaven and manifested on earth, if we don't get our mind right, we will shipwreck a God-ordained idea when it hits our mind for implementation, for manifestation. If we don't get our mind right, we won't cooperate and flow with the will and the way God wants things done. So today, we're talking about transition to the vision requires a mindset to go in God's way. See, God is moving with or without our permission or approval. And the cloud is moving, just like the children of Israel, and even on the news every day about Egypt, even now, when they're physically getting free of dictatorship. Hear me by the Spirit of the Lord. This year of 2011, justice is rolling like the mighty rivers of water, and freedom is not just in our mind and our spirit, but even freedom in the land. It's a season that seems chaotic, but oh, it's God doing the plucking, God doing the pruning, and we've got to choose to move with the cloud. See, those children of Israel, when they came out of captivity way back in our historical chronicles of the Bible, at night the fire, a pillar of fire, kept them warm in the desert, and the cloud kept them covered during the day, but they had to move with it because God supernaturally fed them. See, in this season of transition, beloveds, you got to stay in cadence with what God is doing. You got to stay on beat with the heartbeat of God. This isn't the time to sit and pout and say, I want my way, because we're not in charge of nothing. Clue it in. You know, I know America and our society makes us feel like we're so independent, but we are so interdependent of each other and utmost of our Lord and Savior. In 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 through 18, and 2 Corinthians 3, 17 through 18. We're talking about transitions today. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Here's our key verse 18. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. In our transitions, transitions require some movement. Let's define these terms of transition and vision, because we want everybody on the exact same page. See, transition means the process of change. It just doesn't mean change. It means the process of change. See, when all of us are going through our changes, there's a process. When a butterfly is in a cocoon and going from that caterpillar to the butterfly, there's some processes, and we often don't tell the whole story. You know, we always say, you got to see my scars so you won't be so jealous and a holy hater of the stars. See, we got to tell when we're shining and looking so bright that there's a journey, there's a process that we've all have gone through. There's a purifying, there's a purging, there's a pruning, and it's a process of change. And if we skip some steps, we can miscarry, we can abort the very heart and ordained will of God. So the process of change in our transition. See, some of y'all are going to catch this in the spirit. You keep wanting to skip steps. You skip steps before and things God has given you. That's why you didn't hold on to it. You skipped steps before, and that's why you didn't have the real appreciation for it. See, it's so important that we want our children, we want the next generation to live better, to have more, to do more. But you got to help them understand the process. You got to tell the history. This month, even for us as people of color, of African descent, it grieves my spirit, especially saints, when you don't want to remind people of the story. See, when Jews tell the story, it's historic. When Hispanics tell the story, it's historic. When Asians, Ireland tell it. But see, America, when blacks tell it, it becomes racist. Why? Because there needs to be a heart change and even a shame change so that we're not ashamed of where God has brought us from. Hear me, by the Spirit of the Lord, when there's understanding, when there's exposure of truth, then we better handle our transition and what God is giving to us. And the definition of vision, because all of us should have vision. Vision is even a synonym with prophecy, because prophecy is a foretelling what's to come. Vision is what you are called to do. When you have a vision, when you have a dream, see, you're standing at your alpha, and God gives you a vision of your omega. But there's a process. There's A, B, C, D, E, D, all the way to the X, Y, and then your Z, omega. And you've got to go through the transition. We've got to quit cursing our valleys. We've got to quit hating the process and get the mind of Christ, some good understanding through the journey. One of my favorite verses I quote over my own self every day is 1 Corinthians 2:16. And then that 16th verse of 1 Corinthians 2, it says, "For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You hear me say it all the time because I want to remind myself, I don't need any good Vanessa ideas. I know Vanessa thinks well and studied a little bit, understand well, but my ideas mean nothing. I want the God ideas, not the good ideas. I want the God-ordained ideas because it's already going to be blessed. It's already going to have the provision. It's already going to have the favor of God. So I want to get God's mind. I understand that possessive pronoun. And when we make that simple prayer in Matthew 6, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life. I want to have the transition based on understanding and having the heart and the mind of God. So again, we all start at Alpha. Then we must embrace the transition, the process to get to Omega, but be willing to move with the cloud. See, we have some biblical examples. I always want to keep you in the Word. See, the story of Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi, was a major transition when she met her in Moab and when she was a Moabite, but when her husband died, when Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, and Ruth said, I'm ready to transition back when you go home. Let my God be your God, your people be my people. She was open to embrace a change, a journey, a process, and we know the story of Boaz and how Ruth ended up in the lineage of God, but she had to make a quality decision that she was ready to transition. We have the story of Esther standing in the gap for her people and changing and preparing for a solid year. See, we skip over that part that when she as a young Jewish girl was brought there and for a year bathed in oils and was prepared for, many of you all saw that movie that Tommy Tenney did with The Night with the King. But remember, that was a time, a process of preparing herself. But then she, what she thought she was preparing herself for, it was a Holy Ghost setup. Mordecai had to remind her in that fourth chapter of Esther, you were called to the kingdom for such a time as this. See, during our season of processing, during our season of transition, that's why God is pressing out some of those anger issues. That's why God is washing away some of those unforgiveness issues. That's why God has to get rid of some of our stinking thinking issues, because where we think we may be going, God has that exceeding abundantly above, Ephesians 3:20, more than we can ask or think. And another great example of a transition was the Chronicles, the stories of Saul when he was transitioning and became Paul on the Damascus Road. See, he headed out as Saul with a sincere heart, sincerely wrong, but a sincere heart that this new cult, this new group of folks who were confused called Christians were spreading in the Roman Empire, a false religion, and because of his love for what he believed to be a truth, he even went so far to get an edict to go to Damascus to stamp out the uprising, and on his way, transitioning from one city to the next to Damascus, he had an encounter with Jesus, and Jesus asked the question, Saul, why do you kick against the pricks? See, in his transition, he had to become a Paul, and he had to go through his process, which birthed two-thirds of our now-known New Testament. He had a process he had to go through because people were afraid of him, because one day you were truly a hater of Christians, and next day you say you one of us. So he had disbelief. He had folks who weren't trusting him. He had Ananias saying, oh, why are you choosing me, God, to go to a street called Straight and pray for his eyes to see with physical and spiritual understanding? We all have a process. This morning, God has shown you a vision, but there's a transition you must be willing to go through. See, godly transitions are a part of life, and we must ask God for the grace to embrace. I love that. For the grace to embrace our transitions each and every day that we experience on our way to purpose. Because some of these transitions, they are harder than others. But you got to pass your transition test. Oh, yeah. Every day there's some tests that we have to pass so that we can transition whole. And I love to use that simple example of that butterfly when he's a caterpillar in the cocoon struggling. See, remember, if anybody ever cuts open that film around that caterpillar to help him out so that he won't struggle as long, they will die. Why? Because they have to go through the whole process of the struggle. Even in birth, when we carry a child 9 months, sometimes if we get that preemie out too soon before all the lungs and the organs have had a chance to form, some of those precious gifts don't survive, because part of the growth process is the struggle, the transition. It's the process of change. This morning, the transition to our God-ordained vision, change to maintain, and shifting to soar. In my last 2 or 3 minutes, let's talk about how, Pastor Vanessa, do we know if the transition is of God or not? Let's talk about some godly transition tests, because how we know we're passing some tests. Well, we have a clear word in 1 John 4, verse 1, in that first verse of 1 John 4. It tells us to test the Spirit by the Spirit. Test the Spirit by the Spirit. That verse 1 and 2 reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit. There's a little S there. But try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse 2, Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. See, everything, what does the world say? Everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that says is from Jesus is not. When we have to keep, you know, when people use God a lot, and I'm listening to hear when they're going to say Jesus, see, there's a lot of gods out there. There's a lot of false little g gods out there. But see, you got to call on the name of Jesus, confessing Jesus is the Lord. There's some litmus tests in the spirit. We must be able to hear and know God's voice for ourselves. I teach this all the time. This year of 11, with that number 11, we've got to know the voice of God, the move of God, the presence of God for ourselves. Many on this line keep saying, well, Pastor, sometimes I'm sure and sometimes I'm not sure. And I keep saying that simple thing. If you don't practice his presence and you don't know it's him, that all we're saying is we're not putting on in the time. It's great to get on these calls every morning. It's great to read your Bible, but you got to have that quality time so you know his voice for yourself. Every husband and wife loves to be and socialize with family and friends, but there's some boo time. There's some time when it's just you and your spouse. Well, God says if you spend the quality time with me, you'll know my voice. I use that simple analogy. In a nursery, you can have 20 kids crying, but a mother's ears will perk up and say, oh, I hear my baby crying. How does she know it's her baby? Because she spent time with them. You can have 20 kids playing on the lot, but you can hear, one kid can hear Leroy. That Leroy could be three Leroys out there, but I bet you Leroy Jones knows his mama's voice. Why? Because he spends time with her. Kiss, kiss. Keep it simple, saints. When we say we don't know the voice of the Lord, I keep saying it. It's because you're not putting in the time. We can be busy doing the things of God, but you've got to be making sure you're focused with the quality things that God asks you to do so you know his voice for yourself. See, it's not the devil sometimes. It's a Holy Ghost setup where you can't get to prayer partner, pastor, prophet. You've got to know the voice of God to pass that litmus test for yourself. And second, real quick, is it must pass the word filter test. It must. I tell, when I did the WWW series, you've got to have it pass the word. God is not schizo, folks. If it contradicts the word of God, it's not God. In the red, Matthew 24, verse 35 says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The Holy Spirit will never contradict himself. The word of God is whatever is eternal. So if something you think you've heard, think you've dreamed, think you've seen contradicts the word, put it on the back burner because we don't have the whole counsel of the truth. In Colossians 3, verses 15 and 16, then let the word, the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye called in one body, and be ye thankful. And that key verse 16 in Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The Holy Spirit will not contradict himself. He is not double-minded. And lastly, the tests, our transition test, is our transition must be a God idea and not just a good idea. You hear me say that all the time because so many of us, we're on the field, but we're not on the base. We're in the park, but we're not in our God-ordained seat. And in this time and in this season, the provision, the protection, the favor, the birthing and the promotion comes when you get in the place God has for you and I. Don't change because you like an idea of change. You change because God has instructed you. God has orchestrated you to change, to transition in your process. In our last scripture, Proverbs 19, 20 through 21, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in their latter end. Her key verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. We have many good ideas, but it's only the God-ordained ideas that will prevail. Transition to the vision. Change to maintain. Shifting to soar. Next week we'll talk about change to maintain. Let this word saturate in your mind. You're in a process. You're on the surgery table. Let the great physician God do the surgery in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
All I can say is preach, sister, preach. Transition to the vision. If indeed you would like to hear this or any of the other messages, please go to the Master's Morning Call, the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. Excellent, excellent message. Excellent, excellent message this morning, and I thank you so much for it, Dr. Vanessa. You just hit so many, many great points for us. My husband and I have been up since 2 this morning just talking about transition. So at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer, and we're going to ask Kathy Washington out of Atlanta to come and give us our closing prayer for today. Thank you, God.
Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome word from the Lord today. I tell you what a powerful word, and I'm just sitting here rejoicing over the word of the Lord. Father, as we come before you now, we thank you that you love us so much, Lord God, that you would send a word to just stir us up where we are. Thank you for the reminder that we're still in transition. We thank you, oh God, that in the midst of transition that you are with us, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shammah, and we give you praise. We give you glory for it, Lord God. We thank you. We embrace. Hallelujah. You said, I heard it clearly, grace to embrace the transition and the change that you're doing in our lives. And Father, we just thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are there with us in the midst of it. And we give you glory, glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Lord God, for these that have voiced prayer requests, Lord God, the ones that are sick and shut in. Father, we pray for the sick right now, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that heals. And you are the one that thank you, Jesus, that you took the stripes for their healing. And today, we stand in the gap for them now. And we ask, Lord God, in the midst of our sickness, Lord God, that you be the God that transitioned them from sickness to health. And we thank you for that right now, that you're touching sick bodies and you're healing them now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, thank you, Jesus, they're already healed. Thank you, Lord God, that they're just going through the transition right now. Thank you for the manifestation, Lord God, and those that said, pray for my financial situation. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of transition from lack, oh God, to manifestation of blessings. I thank you, God, that you're in the midst of them. And we confess right now, God, that every need in their lives be met, everything that they have need of, God, that you would meet every single need. We bless you, Lord God, for the time that we have together and all the prayer requests, Lord God, that have gone up before you, those that we can mention now and those that we can't. You know all of them, Lord God, and we lay them on the altar before you. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. PK, Lord God, and we thank you for Pastor Vanessa. Continue to bless them, Lord God, as the leader of this call, Lord God, and continue to bless every member of this family. We thank you for being our mattress, Lord, and our Savior. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We come against every diabolical attack of the enemy. We say that you cannot prosper and you will not prosper in our lives. We continue to go forth and do what God has called and purposed and destined us to do. In Jesus' matchless, wonderful name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for this call this morning and each and every one of you on the call. Thank you, Tiffany, for opening us in prayer. We thank God for this powerful word for Pastor Vanessa and also for Kathy closing us in prayer. And just remember, you all, that as we are going through our transitions, and we all are transitioning, whether we know it or not, that if we just allow God to give us the grace to embrace the transition, things are going to be okay. Go out, have a super fantastic day today, and embrace just the change that is going to come in your life today. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. And those of you, remember to support Sister Tiffany this morning on the West Coast call. God bless. Bye-bye.